The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The reality for a lot of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. Here's the good thing though. Around the country, there are so many cities with affordable investment properties, some even under 100,000, so there's a lot of opportunity out there. On September 20th, I'm starting a four-week virtual intensive workshop that'll show you how to buy your first out-of-state property. So we're gonna go over everything from creatively financing that first property, how to build your team that you can trust, how to find and analyze properties, and how to find the right location, and so much more. You deserve to build wealth for your family. You deserve to invest in real estate. It's simply a matter of getting the right information. So I want to see you there. If you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop or click the link in the description of this episode. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue closing day feature with Maurice Philogene from episode 165. And Maurice has had the amazing opportunity to develop real estate overseas. And so in this particular closing day feature, he's going to talk about what it's like to get started doing that. So without any further ado, here's one of the beginning parts of his story, and get ready because it's really dope, really, really good insight. So here we go. The Black Real Estate Dialogue closing day feature, episode 165 with Maurice Philogene. Let's get into it.
You didn't hesitate on the opportunity. You found out who the person was, you got connected, and you immediately started to develop that relationship. And I think a lot of times people miss out on opportunities because they're thinking too much. Like they're wasting too much time, and before you know it, the opportunity is, you know, they're moving on and talk to the next person. So I think that's very important for people to recognize.
It's hyper important. Any relative success that I've had is because of my ability to just do and course correct along the way. I don't have analysis paralysis. I think you should do your initial research, get enough, and stop.
Yeah.
And just do it. Will never be perfect. All these people you see out in the world who are successful is just because they have the ability to just get just enough information and get going. And I've kind of developed that muscle over the years.
Definitely. So you mentioned the villas, the apartment complexes. Are those things that are still underway?
They're under construction now.
Gotcha.
Matter of fact, I'll be there in 2 weeks.
Of course you will.
I'll be back here in 2 weeks, whatnot. But yeah, they're under construction now, and they should deliver, like the villas should deliver starting late this year.
Wow.
They're all sold.
Yeah.
The villas are all sold. And then we're breaking ground on the apartment complex now. Like that land, we bought it for like 300,000 British pounds. Okay. Uh-huh. It's interesting. I'm telling you, I want life. We transact in British pounds. We pay in local Turkish lira. And sometimes I got to use the euro. It's awesome to be involved in that. But we picked up that land for like 300,000 and recently got an offer in the seven-figure realm for it.
Wow.
So it's like we could take that money and run. But again, this was not about money. This was about doing something significant in somewhere else in the world.
Definitely. What is that roughly like American, the 300,000 pounds?
So like 350, 375.
Gotcha. So what's that? So obviously, you know, the capital part, but what's the process like with like developing out there? Like what's that look like?
Oh my God, bro. It's a challenge.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, we all know Caribbean island time, like things move slow, but try island time with language and culture barriers. I mean, it took me 11 months to open a bank account. It took me 14 months to officially own a couple of the companies that we have that own the projects. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me a long, it's going to take me a while to get actual work residency and things like that. It's just a lot. But when it comes to development stuff, it is buying the land. We try not to go out to investors. This is something I just want to do with my partner.
Yeah.
It's a life thing. And he's from there. This is his home. So I'm very respectful of that. You know, I'm not trying to grab everything. I'm trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But we'll grab the land. This is what I didn't know in the condo stuff and the apartment complex stuff. Once you have the land, you can start developing it, mm-hmm. but the cost for development actually comes from the sales. Mm. So my outlay in the beginning is relatively minimal. It's the acquire the land. But once sales start happening and the money starts coming in, my money's coming back out.
If you're someone who lives in an area where it's so expensive to buy real estate and you feel like it's impossible, then I have something for you. I just released a free guide that's going to give you the 8 steps you need to take to buy your first out-of-state property. I bought several properties out-of-state, living in California, investing in Ohio, and you could do the same. It's just a matter of having the right information. So click the link in the description of this episode to get your free guide today.
The risk is lower. Now, there's risk in terms of you got to fulfill your contracts or what have you.
Yeah.
But in terms of having to go to a bank or something, there's no banks. There's no banks involved whatsoever.
Really?
The construction is funded by the actual sales, right?
Wow.
So we can, I would have to look at ratios, but we can, like, let's say build 12 villas or something for 50% of the sales cost.
Yeah.
Right? It might be even lower depending on how efficient you are. But there's no banks involved at all. Your money comes in, your money goes out, and it's pure profit from there. But you got to do right by your customers and build them a good product.
Got it. So you mentioned that there's no banks involved. Is that just exclusive to this transaction, or that's just how you do business out there in a lot of ways?
You can't. I mean, if you were buying a tract of land that is $12 million, you might need financing, right? Yeah. But the pieces of land that we're buying, I mean, and that was the value I brought to the relationship. This amazing human didn't just take me on just to take me on.
Yeah.
The value that I brought was I'm an island-minded guy. I'm a worldly thinker. He flies back and forth from the U.S. to the island a lot, to the Mediterranean a lot. I fly back and forth. I understand his lifestyle. He understands my lifestyle. There was a lot of commonalities there.
Yeah.
And then, true to form, that condo money fueled my life. That money then fueled apartment complexes. I took some of the profit from the apartment complexes. I wanted to do something different in life. Yeah. I don't want to just have $20 million sitting in the bank. That's not the way to do things.
Yeah.
So I took money off the table and went after that. So I'm kind of the money behind it originally.
Definitely. Yeah. And it sounds like he's like on the ground more, and he'll probably be working more directly with like those who will be doing the building, or
he's teaching me.
He's teaching
me. He has his own construction company. So he was doing this well before I got involved.
Got it.
So I am effectively paying for a real world MBA.
Yeah.
He's teaching me.
Yeah.
And man, it is trial by fire, brother. Like they don't, over there where I'm doing business, they don't have a lot of electronic systems. Mm. So you're carrying bags of cash.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Wow. And like the deed system, you know, we go to the court here, we can go online, we can see you own something. There's none of that there.
How do you find out?
You got to go there.
Got you. So you got to be on the ground. And
you
and
really, have to be on the ground. There's nothing can get done remotely. Nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that. I want that. I want that. And I have this rhythm of going back and forth now, and that's the new lifestyle that I wanted.
Yeah. That's dope. I appreciate you explaining that, because I don't think we've had anybody who's gotten into international development. And I think it's important just to share some changes that somebody, or differences somebody can anticipate when working in a different country and doing business in a different country.
I think the thing that I want to highlight when I said those three real estate lives is like, yeah, the first one was truly about making money.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be financially free. I got that. And the second one was helping other people get financially free. Yeah. I still want to make money. The third one is a totally different goal. Like all this stuff is really goal oriented, and it shifts over time.
Yeah.
My value system is very different. I'm not chasing hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm chasing experience. I'm chasing life. I'm chasing doing business with amazing people around the world so I can learn something. So I love real estate, but it's not this thing that everyone suggests, which is people out here just making money. Some, but that's not what I'm doing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. One of the things you mentioned during our offline conversation beforehand was maybe for the villas or the apartment complexes, you mentioned that you two will be managing the properties and the interiors.
Yeah.
Is that for the villas?
No. No.
Or for the apartment
No,
complex?
Because the villas will be standalone homes. Gotcha. So people will own their own stuff.
Gotcha.
And then the municipality will take care of the roads and all that. It's funny, they don't build roads. They have the developers build the roads, and they take. Yeah, man, there's all these rules. The government is very smart. They're like, you want permits? Okay, you build the roads, and we'll take them over after.
Yeah.
But no, what I was referencing is once we build the apartment complexes and we sell them off, just think condos in your mind, yeah. right? Once we sell them off, somebody needs to manage the grounds. Somebody needs to manage the interior. When a lot of these will end up being second homes for people, somebody needs to manage the interior as well.
Yep.
We sign up for that, right? So that is a great business model, a lot of passive income, and then something I can manage from a distance, because I still like my lifestyle of being mobile, being able to move around. But I like recurring revenue a lot. And that was a way to keep recurring revenue coming.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.